It's my privilege to stand up here this morning to introduce Jeremiah Cho to you. Those of you who were out last night at our opening reception in the town hall will already have met Jeremiah and heard a good few facts about him. I was slightly worried at having to stand up at this point when the warning was given that perhaps coffee wouldn't be freely available for all. And I am a firm believer that coffee is one of the means of grace by which God helps us to live the Christian life. So if you disagree with me in that, I'm sorry about that. Each year when it comes to our seminars, I always think to myself, how can you beat that? What will they do next year? How do you follow on from that? And each year we just seem to have such a wonderful lineup. I first met Jeremiah back in February 2014. He had flown in from one part of the world, and Philip Anna and myself had flown in from Ireland, and we met in the Incheon Airport in Korea. And if truth be told, on that occasion, Jeremiah wasn't feeling particularly well. He'd caught something in his travels. But I was struck by a very gentle, genuine, humble man who had given his life really to serve God. And as we heard last night, he has been a local worker in South Korea. He has been education director in South Korea. He served as assistant national director before going as a missionary to Sri Lanka. And when I met him in February 2014, he had just actually completed a term as national director in South Korea. And he was beginning in his new role, the role which he presently fills, and that is as regional director for the Middle East area. The title for the seminar this morning is Breaking New Ground, and I believe that that is a biblical principle, that God wants us to move on and to break new ground. Maybe that's something he really wants you to think about and to consider this morning, where you are to give your time and energies and what he would have you to do. We refer to many of the countries in Jeremiah's part of Middle East as red countries. In other words, there are many dangers in serving there. Not everything can be said publicly. Things that are shared about these countries need to be held in confidence. There are countries where we would say it is impossible for God to do a work, but in fact, God is doing a work, and God is opening countries, and God is opening the hearts of boys and girls. So I trust that Jeremiah will feel at home and at ease amongst us, and that you will give him attention this morning. And just before he begins, I want to commend him to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray together.
Good evening, everybody. It's my great honor to be with you today. I haven't imagined to be speaking in front of you in Ireland. But it's a special blessing for me to share with you about what God is doing in the region, and especially in difficult area, but still God is working. You can see this. Okay. Actually, you are living here in Ireland, which is a very beautiful country, right? You don't know this. Yeah. Whenever I look around, it's taking photo, it is like a wonderful picture here. Yesterday, I went to... Can see this is working? PowerPoints. Okay. We prepared once again. Okay. Okay, now working. Here, Do you know where it is? I went there to meet Giant. But I couldn't meet Giant. I think in Ireland you don't have any difficulties because Giant has taken all the difficulties and disappeared. So it was a very beautiful place to see. And many people were watching and taking photos there. Especially they enjoy to see the huge waves and the breaking, hitting the rocks, and it picture is very, very beautiful. Do you know where is the most peaceful place in the world? Not Ireland. Graveyard. Graveyard is the most peaceful place. No problem at all. No difficulties at all. But when we live in this world, we will face difficulties everywhere. Actually, photographs, they are waiting to see the huge waves to hit the rocks and become beautiful pictures. Even the wave surfer, is correct? Surfer, somebody do, is waiting for something, what? They don't like a peaceful, calm sea. They like huge wave so they can enjoy surfing, right? So you and I can enjoy difficulties. Say amen. Yes, we can enjoy difficulties. When you have difficulties, it is the place where you can see God. You can see God's hand. You can see God's power. And you can see God's provisions. When you don't have difficulties, just you will take rest and relax there. You will not see God's face. And you will be sometime just forgetting about God and enjoy your life in this world. But when you have difficulties, you can kneel down before the Lord and you can see God's power and you can have God's answers. So difficulties, it is kind of blessing for all of us. So don't worry about difficulties. Don't be upset even though the giant hasn't taken all the difficulties here. So you can enjoy difficulties. Here, when we have especially the ministry in the, here in Ireland or around the world, how we can, is this a good title, to break the new ground. Though there are many, many difficulties, it seems like all the doors are closed down, no any possibilities to do God's ministry. But we need to remember still, there is great, huge possibilities. So I'm going to share some points how we can have this great ministry in your area, in the world, wherever God wants us to be for his kingdom. First of all, we need to have a... Oh, I don't know. I press this, how? Okay. Oh, yeah. First of all, we must embrace God's vision in our heart. Though it seems like it's very hard, we need to should have this great God's vision in us, and then we can start God's great ministry everywhere. You know what is the vision of the Coca-Cola? The vision of Coca-Cola company said, a can of Coke in the hand of every person on the planet. That is their vision. So everywhere they want to see the children and people drinking Coke. Even, I think it's Vietnam. Children drinking the Coke. So the Coca-Cola company has this kind of big vision. What about us? We must have great vision than the Coca-Cola is a company. So what is God's vision? Actually, vision is something that is not what we want to do. It's something that we want to see something in the future. But vision is something that what God is looking at, what God wants to do through us. So you know God's vision? God's vision is this: making disciples of all nations. Okay? Very carefully you need to look at this. And preaching the gospel to whom? All creation. I love to listen to some voice. I don't like just quiet. And witnessing to the end of the world. I have a question. Do you think it is possible? You believe it is possible? How you can believe it is possible? Yes, correct. But actually, this commands, God's vision, actually it is impossible command to us. How we can make disciples of all nations? How we can preach gospel to all creations? How we can witness to the end of the world without God's help? Actually, this command, it is an impossible command to man. But to God, it is possible. And every child, every nation, every country also. So difficult, but not impossible. I like this word. It was said by the previous regional director of Middle East region, Basilius. He always encouraged his workers. Difficult, but not impossible. But I want to tell you, very practically, you must understand, we cannot achieve this God's vision without God's help. So person who has this vision must know about God's vision and how we trust God and how we can accomplish His will through our ministry. So our focus must on God so that we can accomplish this great commission. God's great cheer. Actually, God wants to accomplish His will, His vision. Here, God did not spare His Son to accomplish His will. He sent His Son to die on the cross. Isaiah 53, it says like that. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush Him and cause Him to suffer. Father sent His Son to die on the cross. He wanted to see His Son die on the cross. This is how He could accomplish His will. What of His Son? Jesus came to this world. Oh, missing one word. To accomplish the will of Father God. He said, "My Father, You will be done. It is His great desire to accomplish Father's will. Even Holy Spirit, the same thing. he works to accomplish God's will. So we must understand God himself wants to accomplish his will, his vision around the world. Is it correct? Yes. God wants to do that. So whenever you start the ministry, when you do new things, you must remember it is not your ministry. It's not your business, but it is God's business. Amen? I think you don't agree on my point. You must fully understand it is God's business. It's God's will. When you fully understand this point, you will be free. Just you can trust God. With your business, Lord, you can do that. Especially for the children, God has great vision for the next generation. Here, I want you to read this verse, okay? Let's read together. You and your children and their children after them may fear the Lord your God. How many generations you can see here? How many generations? You, your children, their children. After them, maybe 3 or 4 generations. God doesn't want to see just the adult sitting in the church. God wants to see the adult and their children and their children. Third generations. Not only here, look at another part. Okay, so that the next generation would know them, even children yet to be born. Children yet to be born. Eugene's wife has a baby inside here. God says, so the next generation would know even the children yet to be born. Even God's concern is children who are not yet born want to know God. That is God's great vision. What about here? Can you read all together? Amen. Thousand generations in how many years? One generation is how many years? I don't know. We can say maybe 20 years or 30 years. Let's say only 20 years. Then thousand generation means how many years? 20,000 years. God's concern on the children is not only today. 20,000 years later, there may be some children. They also need to be blessed by God. This is God's great desire. God's great desire for children is every child around the world, not only today, after 20,000 years later, those children also must know God, must worship God, must glorify His name. That is God's great desire. God wants to bless them. God wants to save those children. That's His great, great desire. And He said, around the world, there are lots of children, many, many different countries. Even in your country here in Ireland. For these children, what is His will, His vision? Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. I believe all you memorize this verse, but I want to take your special concern on this verse. He said, if it is not the will of your Father, it's King James Version. He didn't say my Father. Some versions say my Father, but the King James say your Father. If you very carefully read New Testament, you don't see much about this expression. Usually Jesus said, my Father, my Father, my Father. But here, very specially, he says, your Father in heaven. Why? You call God as your Father. You know your Father's will. How much he wants to save children, you must understand. He is entrusting his great vision to his disciples. It is your responsibility, not only my responsibility. I came here to accomplish my God, his will. And now you, it's your turn. God never want to see children perishing around the world. Even here, I know your country, lots of Christians. According to the Google, the research, I could see Ireland, you have 4.6 million, more than that maybe. And UK, you have 6.4 million children. And what percent, how many percent of children of Ireland or UK are in Christ? Some research organizations checked, about 4% of people, or more than that, worse than that, say they are Christian. But you know, most of Christians, about more than 90% of people who are saying Christian, they don't go to the church. They don't remember that they went to the church last year. So 10%. Or less than 10% of people are in Christ. Still, you have a huge, huge mission to accomplish. God never wants to see even children here in this island. Even UK, even around the world. God's great, great desire, Father God and Son Jesus and Holy Spirit want to save children around the world. We must have this vision here in your heart. Not only some number of children, not I'm reaching more than other chapter. I'm doing more than other country. Don't say that. We should say here how many children are lost. How we can reach this source? Not only in this country, around the world, there are lots of children are lost. But still, there are only few people who knows about importance of children. Then what we can do? We have taken great, great heritage from forefathers. I think you have great, great possibilities and responsibilities. I know you have sent many, many missionaries in your church histories. But still, don't satisfy. Let's think the needs of children around the world. And with this God's vision, just you can start many new things. And second, seek for God's strategies. I like these words. I believe most of you know what you have to do, right? I believe most of you know why you are here. Okay? You don't know why you are here? But many times, we don't seek God. Just you will do what you can do. Just you will do what you have to do. But we need to seek how we can accomplish God's this great vision. How? That is very, very important. Every country is different. Every area is different. Every worker is different. Even there are enemies who want to defeat us, who want to destroy, who want to block all the possibilities of ministry. They are stronger than us. He is wiser than us. But our God is stronger than enemy. Amen? Yes. And God has a wonderful strategy to save the souls. We must seek God's strategy. Then God will show you great things. Actually, when I say about 40 minutes in Korean, I can say this much. But in English, maybe. I'm trying. Again, I need to check this one. First of all, take off your shoes before him, because it is not me who can conquer the land. When Joshua entered the land of Canaan, the God's command appeared in front of him. He said, take off your shoes. You are not command. I am the command. It is my business. It's not your business. You must first understand. Oh. Sorry. Where is it? Many people, even Paul was the same. He wanted to preach gospel to Asia, but the Holy Spirit blocked him. He stopped. He tried, but later he had to kneel down before the Lord. What is your will, Lord? What is your will? So I don't see much. And then Paul saw the one special in a dream, somebody called him to come to Macedonia. Same thing, many things happened. Even Jeremiah chapter 33 says, call to me and I will. I have to see here. God has great, great wisdom. The reason why I'm saying here, it is my personal habit as a worker. Whenever I start new ministry, I ask God, Lord, what I have to do. I know what I have to do. But Lord, show me, tell me what I have to do. When I start a new local chapter, I climb up the mountain with my wife to pray. Lord, I'm going there to start a new local chapter. Show me what to do, how to do. And he gave me some strategies. All Good News Club, or Party Club, or 5-Day Club, or everything. But in order. And how? God greatly blessed the local church. I can say many things happened there. And look, national director, or called the missionary, I asked, Lord, show me. When I was called to come back to Korea, I asked, Korea is like your country, but we have 54 local chapters, 230 full-time workers, 66 full-time missionaries around the world. As a young man, I was 41 years old. How I can serve as a missionary? I kneel down, usually 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, to ask God, Lord, tell me what to do. And God gave me what to do. For the CF Korea,
for North Korea, for China, for Asia Pacific region. I took note of all the ideas, some strategies. In 5 year times, God did many things. Literally, God did everything he told me. No one could imagine that way. North Korean children, it was amazing to serve them. And we could invite some Chinese workers to Jeju Island where they have freedom to come. We could train them and send back them. God guide us to open country Laos and East Timor and the Vanuatu and the Palau. God just opened. Because God gave me that strategies and God did it. And many other things. Don't limit God. Don't just work that what you can do. But ask God. God will give you great, great strategy to conquer the souls of children in your area and your country and around the world. We need to kneel down before the Lord. When I come back to this region, or the same thing, what my first job is, kneeling down and searching this area. Lord, see, Middle East is full of darkness. You see, 0.01% are Christian in Morocco, in Tunisia, in Algeria, in the Libya, Afghanistan, and Maldives Island, some Gulf region also. There are many foreign believers, but local believers, very few. What can I do, Lord, here? But your will said, I don't want to lose any of these little ones. So your will is here, so I believe it is possible to reach the source. But Lord, show me how to do. Maybe tonight I can tell you some more. God is able to conquer his vision. Do you believe that? Yes. So we need to kneel down before the Lord and then seek his strategy so that you can bear lots of fruits in your area, and I don't know in the future how God can guide you. Where is it? So you're always struggling. Okay. And then you can put it to practice by faith, even though you don't see any resources, any strength or power or anything. But by faith, we can do that. Here I can tell you, we need to remember that God's promises are still available. How we can overcome difficulties. That is very, very important. God's promise is still available for you, for everybody who trusts God. God said, ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possessions. Can you believe this? You can take a nations. God said, ask, please ask of me. Please ask, God said. God isn't, the prayer is not something we should do. Actually, prayer is a great thing. That God is not asking only, what do you say? It's pleasing, no. Yeah, asking, it's okay. God is asking you to pray. And even God can give you the nations. I had planned to start the training for the Arabic-speaking the people and from some country where we don't have ministry. God opened the door for the Syria and the Lebanon and the Morocco, Algeria, and Sudan. And where? More. Egypt. They're ready to come. But they don't have a place to have a training inside Arab country. Because Sunni and Shia do this fighting each other. So I had to take them out of Arab world. So I decided to have in Korea. But they cannot come to Korea by bicycle. They have to fly to come to Korea. They have to stay there for 3 months, but they're not able to pay for the whole 3 months training expenses. So I just calculated it was around 50,000 dollars. I didn't have money, but I started this. I didn't have money. I pray, Lord, it is your will, Lord. I don't have money. And in 2014, I went to Bhutan and Nepal and Pakistan. Pakistan also huge, many people. 180 million people live in Pakistan. But there are only eight workers. I had great passion, actually great anger for that. Why you have only eight people here? You have a huge number of children. And God helped me how to encourage them to start the CMI. But suddenly I got a call from the Harry Robinson, to come to the presidential briefing in LA. How I can say to American, I'm Korean, with this my poor English, what can I say? Maybe it's a mistake. And then I thought maybe God has planned for me to come there. So I went there. And I realized why I was invited. Actually, the regional director of West the Africa was invited. But at that time, there was a special plague or the sickness. So American was not able to invite that person. So they canceled him. And then even in 10 days, they were searching another person. So they chose me and I went there. God helped me to be able to share with them. God blessed that presentation. And I shared something. I was sitting with some brothers and shared some ministry. And I came back. After 1 month, I got a letter from one donor who was there. And Jeremiah, I was so much impressed about your diligence to recruit the workers in the Arab world. You can check with the international office. You will receive the finance there. Do you know how much there? $100,000 was there. Even that brother thought full supporting for 1 year for these 17 workers. How amazing God. I didn't know that person. I didn't have any reason to come there, to go there. But God was handling everything. And God did great things. So when we kneel down before the Lord, even though you don't see any possibilities, if it is God's will, you don't need to worry. God will do great, great things. And you can glorify through that difficulties. And bear your own cross following him. Actually, the Lord Jesus said, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciples. Jesus didn't give us any promise that you will not have difficulties. You will not have persecutions. But he showed us this kind of difficulties is on the way. So we need to take our cross. Through the commitment of his workers, God's vision will be done. All the difficulties can be conquered. I have workers in Morocco. Morocco is a peaceful country, but they have only about 3,000 believers out of 3 30 million people. It's forbidden to evangelize children. One day I got a letter from him. In the midnight, I prayed with my wife and went out to evangelize children. Midnight, maybe it's a mistake. You go out to evangelize children in midnight? He said, midnight. And then he said, I met some children. And 2:30 a.m., I met 5 children. And I shared Wordless book. And 2 of them received Jesus Christ. One of them was crying when he prayed, Lord, save me. And he said, I want to know more about Jesus. To avoid some difficulties and persecutions, he went out to evangelize children in the night. And one day, very boldly, he started a Good News Club in the open the garden. And second Good News Club, after 1 month, while he was doing, some parents came and started yelling and beating him, why you are making my children to be Christian? And these children said, no, no, no. This uncle didn't force us to sit here. We just enjoy his teaching. He's not teaching false things. And other adults also came and said, go away. And he went back home. He was alone at that time. It was very, very hard for him. And his legs and hands was paralyzed. Couldn't move for some reason. His heart said, Zachariah, go out and share gospel. But physically, he couldn't go out. He fasted and prayed for 2 days. And then after 5 days, he went out and met some children in front of a school. It's dangerous. But amazingly, 2 children accepted Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This child said, I have watched some the satellite program. I came to know some good things, but I didn't know really who Jesus is. Now I know who Jesus is. And received Jesus Christ. Many, many things actually is happening here in Morocco. We have another workers in Syria who lives in Aleppo, where used to 2 million people were there, but 1.7 million people left the town because of bombs, the dangerous things happened. So I thought, you must come out from this place. So I talked to the national director, you call her and come out. She came to Korea to take a CMI. Many, many times she saw the pictures of the war and the people died. I said, come out. Do you know what she responded? How she responded? She said, I don't want to leave because they're still children. I don't want to leave children behind me and leave this place. He's still there and working with the Lord and serving children. Many wonderful testimonies. One day, she conducted children's camp. Even Muslim children came. One little teenager attended. So she said, oh, not good. So she went to the refuse. And suddenly, some like voice. It could be her last chance to listen to the word of God in Aleppo. So she accepted the child, the girl. After 2 days, she came to meet some staff. She said, I have a question. I want to know whether Jesus died on the cross for only Christians. You believe only for Christians? And the staff said, no, for everybody. Everybody who believes Jesus Christ can be forgiven. And he just breathed, deep breath, and said, wow, I couldn't sleep last night, whole night, to think about whether Jesus died for only Christian or even for me. And then she decided to receive Jesus Christ. She got saved. If she left that place, she will not have a testimony. She's not able to glorify God. But because she decided to take her own cross there, and God gives great, great things. But even Afghanistan, they are doing ministry. It's a dangerous country. Time says cross. So they are doing ministry in Afghanistan and personal evangelism, even particular gathering to share God's words. So just maybe I can shortly conclude. We need to think about today's children. We need to surrender to God, thinking about the needs of children these days. As you may know, this John Wesley, if we don't care of children today, the revival that we have will be limited only this generation. 300 years ago, he said like this. You can see, even I visit Holy Tabernacle Church in the UK, only about 10% of believers comparing those days were there. I once had a story in Korea. You may know these pictures. There were about around 400 students who were in the big ship to go for the tour in the island. But somehow something happened and ship was sinking. Children were inside there, teenagers. Do you know what happened? The captain ran away. He didn't say anything. If he could have said one word, get out of here. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. But he didn't say, but he left for his life. Over 300 the teens sinking with the ship together. So when we think about these words, Matthew 18:14, I always remember this word, first, children are lost. Second, it is God's will. So it is possible everywhere. Not only here, around the world, it is possible. But we should say one word, get out of here, it is dangerous. Then children can come back to the Lord. Dear brother and sister, as I said, everywhere we have difficulties, but don't try to avoid the difficulties, but let us enjoy difficulties, okay? Okay? Tell each other, enjoy difficulties. Tell each other, enjoy difficulties. Cannot enjoy? Enjoy difficulties. Then you can testify a lot to many, many people. Because God is there. You can see God's hands. And you can make great, great the change in your ministry, in your life, even in your future life. Let us pray.
Thank you very much, Jeremiah. I think you can see clearly coming through the vision, not just of Jeremiah, but the vision of CEF. Every child of a nation, every day. And we're seeking to see that accomplished, not to the glory of CEF, or the glory of any man, but the glory of God. And so that children can hear the gospel. I want to thank Jeremiah for what he does, working in a difficult situation. Please come back tonight, 7 p.m., and you will hear more, maybe more details of the various countries, and you hear more about his ministry. I want to leave with you two verses, one which Jeremiah shared, Psalm 2, verse 8. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. And then over in Ephesians chapter 2, and verse 10, it says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You're not here at this conference by chance. It's not coincidence. It's not even habit. You're here because God has you here, and you're here for a purpose. And maybe ask to find out just what exactly those good works are that God has prepared for you beforehand. Enjoy your afternoon in the time. Look forward to seeing you back here this evening. I think with 6:45, Stephen, for some worship, and then commencing the reports at 7 o'clock. Thank you.